Birchie, who's going to put the headset on our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. Leopold Sporties, your complete family venue on 35 Kensington Road in Leopold. Paddy Eastman standing beside Jane Birch. Birchie, down to you.
Well, congratulations, Paddy. Now you can say you kicked a bag because your previous best was 4 and today you finished with 6. One of your teammates said you could have had 10 or something like that, but 6 is a pretty good day at the office.
Not too bad. Yeah, a bit better than 4. Hopefully prove it's not a fluke and try to string a couple together. If I get one of them through the year again, I'll be pretty happy.
And when you have a day like that, obviously, like, you were absolutely dominating in the clearances and winning it out of the middle, and you can, you know, get forward on your toes and lead out and create space because you know the ball's, you know, coming in pretty regularly.
Yeah, it felt not easy, but our mids and backs were just dominant today, so there was plenty of ball coming in, and I love this big ground, so I love playing out here. I had a few good days out here, so heaps of space, and it makes it nice to work into.
Paddy, congratulations on your performance. Thanks for joining us. Kingy, Jason, Kirsch having a chat to you from the K-Rock Fan. What does it feel like out there when it's just going your way as a footballer? Just explain it to the listeners, us mere mortals who have never had a day out like that in our lives.
It's nice, Kingy, but it's very rare. So I'll soak it up because I don't know if I'll get one of them again.
Yep. The chance on the 7th, that which, look, the 7th would have guaranteed you the Leopold Sporties. You're always in the mix once you probably got to 5, but just couldn't jag that next one. Not that I suppose you're complaining with a 139-point win.
Not too bad, but I had a few boys that had actually had some money on me kicking 8, so I'd let a few boys on the bench down.
Sports bet after all.
That was pre-game too. They said that they were had a crystal ball.
Gamble responsibly, please, Paddy.
You win some, you lose
of
more.
Of course. Yeah.
Oh, gee whiz. Now, you were very team orientated in the end, though, Paddy, because you did pass one to the pocket when you were 55 out. There was no thought of a torp or something just to take it on.
I lost you a bit there, but we had a real focus of unselfish play today, so happy to pass them off, and I thought all our forwards worked really well together today.
Yeah, that was really boring. That was a really boring answer, Paddy. I really wanted you to tell me that you should have torped it, but anyway, here's Kirsch on K-Rock Football.
Eastie, congrats, mate. Great win, great game by yourself, but I've seen you do this many a time, not 6, but play a dominant game of football. What's the go with you now, mate, moving forward? Will you see much mid-time minutes, or are you just happy playing that sort of, you know, more permanent forward role?
Nah, I don't reckon, Kirsch. I'm too old, too slow, so I'll hang down there and try to just kick a few more for the season, I reckon. We've got a gun midfield, so they can do all that.
Mate, from your point of view, obviously you've been at the club a long time, you've played a lot of football here. It'd be exciting for you to see these young kids coming through as well and doing so well, particularly, I know Jace mentioned it before, Horny Blow, these kids that are coming through. I know we say kids, they're 20, but they're only young in terms of what they're doing on the GFL stage.
Definitely. Like, I've been here 11 or 12 years and can definitely 100% say we haven't had a team like this. I know, like, probably hasn't shown with the first couple of games, but we just haven't started well, and we really think we can mix it with the best this year and really push for finals. But we've got a real promising young side.
Paddy, 164 games as of today for you, but not one final. How much do you crave being part of the first Giants team to play finals, having the club not since the Roosters in 08 being in September action?
Yeah, I crave it a lot, big time. Think about it a lot, and I really, really think this is the team to do it. We've obviously haven't started as quite as well as we would have liked, but I think if we string a few together, we're a big chance. So
it's a massive couple of weeks either side of the bye, isn't it? North Shore for the Roncells Cup next week, and balance of probability say you should get the job done there, but North Shore are much improved this year and have been very competitive. But it's games like Newtown the week after that they become the non-negotiables if you want to be part of top five action.
Definitely. It probably hurt a bit. Bell Park was one we really need to win those games, so we've kind of got on back foot there, but good win today, and we hopefully string another one next week and just keep pushing forward.
And of course, the punishment for Phil Moy Moy was to get run out of the state.
No punishment. We shot ourselves in the foot. Had nothing to do with him. It was our fault early. So we love Phil.
Obviously, for those who don't know, Phil's playing VFL today with the Swans. Although I think
they're in Melbourne.
Paddy, great to talk to you. We've really enjoyed your career. But before we let you go, Jace wants to ask his questions that I should never forget. And bad that I've done this for Leopold Sporting.
Righto, Paddy. Now. Have you heard this segment before?
Can't say I have, sorry,
right.
Boys.
Okay, that's okay. So this is what happens when you win the Leopold Sport.
It's even better.
I know, it's even better. It's great. So you're swinging hands with somebody. You've got a lovely partner, obviously.
I do, Joe's.
Yes, very good.
Love it. Well, love it very much.
Well, good. Well done. Are we married?
I'm married, yeah.
Well done, very good. Have you got children?
No kids
not
yet.
Not kids
no.
yet. Well done. Working on it. Working on it. Okay, so you take her to the Leopold Sporties normally, but if you're going to take a really good bloke from the club at Geelong West, who would you take to the Leopold Sporties with you for the voucher? Who would you take? Now, don't say
that's
the team. Just pick one.
It's a tough call, yeah, but I'd take okay. Jaden Symes because he'd make me look pretty smart.
That's a nice little drive-by. I like that. Jaden Symes. Okay, now this. Now, we have a thing called the Jet Matthews Medal. Now, Jet plays at Leopold. He was nominated 8 times last year by his Leopold teammates as a reptile that you would not take to the Leopold Sporties for a feed. So we need somebody to represent Geelong West as who you would not take to the Leopold Sporties for a $100 voucher. Who would you not take? Who's a pest around the club?
Who I wouldn't take? Is that what it was? Yeah,
who's your reptile?
Who would you not take? Who's the reptile around the club who you wouldn't take? Come on. Tip somebody in.
Ty Evans.
Ty Evans.
He can be a bit of a pest.
New one. He's a pest. Is he really?
Nah, I love him. Nah, I'll take him.
He's a pest. I love him. But that's okay. That's fine.
Joins the list.
Yeah, he joins the list. Nice.
Max Kelly was on that list last year.
Yeah, he was too. Paddy.
Well done. Well done. Congratulations on your performance and the team's performance today, and look forward to seeing you throughout the rest of season 2024. And for your sake, once we get on, well, maybe West Oval in finals. I don't know where the finals will be this year other than grand final day at GMHBA that we're calling the Giants for the first time in a number of years.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. Good on you, Eastie.
Paddy Eastman joining us here on K-Rock Footy off a 6-goal haul.